It's time to talk fishing. Thanks to Hartley's Hunting and Fishing on Gold Central Victoria.
And you know what they say about people and videos? Often you get the phrase, you've got a good head for radio. Shane Stevens, how are you?
I'm good, Daniel. I reckon that myself and you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Both have good heads for radio.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm happy to say that 100% and even with a bit of GST on top of that as well. For me, no problem at all.
Absolutely.
Now, the reason, of course, we say that in all seriousness is you've done an amazing video on the Victorian Fisheries Authority Facebook page about the virtual trout hub. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, Daniel. So we've got this weekend, is the first weekend of September, obviously, but it's a celebration for the opening of the trout fishing season for rivers throughout Victoria. So normally, this weekend, here in Ballarat and also over at Eildon, we have a fishing festival with heaps of activities and all those sorts of things. Yep. And so, unfortunately, due to COVID restrictions, it can't be held. So Fisheries still wanted to go along with the theme and have a fishing festival. So they've gone virtual on Facebook, but also you can have a look on their website, vfa.vic.gov.au/trout, and you can see all the activities and all the events that have been happening over the last week, which include fish hatchery tours, there's been cooking demonstrations, there's also talks by myself about how to try and catch a few fish and tips and techniques with that. And the gear that you possibly could need. So just to keep the flow of everything going with the fishing festival, and hopefully next year we can have a live event back here at Lake Wendouree and also over at Eildon.
Yeah, and it is an interesting video. It goes for about 20 minutes, and if you do have it's some really interesting stuff out of the last 20 minutes when I watched the video earlier today. But one thing I wanted to point out, Shane, I'm really impressed that you told us the difference between a redfin, a brown trout, a rainbow trout, but I was unaware that I needed a fishing rod to go fishing.
Yeah, well, you did mention that pre-going on air, and there is an answer to that, Daniel, because you can actually go and buy hand lines. So so that's the answer to that. So, yes, we do need a rod reel to make it a heck of a lot easier for us anglers to go and catch a fish, but if you don't have one, you can go and purchase a hand line as well. So there's lots of bits and pieces there, Daniel.
Oh, I thought it was funny when we were talking off air, but you've made it all serious on me. That's a shame. So just give us that website again and the Facebook page.
Yeah, so on Facebook, if you just go put in the search just to Trout Hub, VFA Trout Hub, and that will come up, and you can look at all the activities that have been happening every day. So they've introduced something new every day. Today was obviously the talk with by myself, and also we've introduced fly tying today as well. Yep. Previous days there's been cooking demonstrations, also hatchery tours. But if you're not on Facebook, you can head over to the VFA website, which is vfa.vic.gov.au/trout. And they've got all the activities there, and they've got YouTube footage, which you can have a look at my talk and other talks as well. So it's covered all bases for anglers that are out there.
And if you're driving in the car, of course, don't stress. We'll have it up on our website a little later this evening, all the details there. Shane, just very quickly, mate, if we're planning on going out this weekend to catch a fish, where are we going to try and get one? Because you tell us about the rod and the reel and stuff, so we need that.
We do. We do need a place to go and catch a fish, obviously, Daniel. But certainly it's heading the right time for anglers to head out and try and catch a trout. Spring is prime time. So locally here around Ballarat, Lake Wendouree, I've seen quite a few fish being caught up there on lures. And also power bait, which I mentioned in my talk there today. Another place where there's been a few caught is Moorabool Reservoir. There's been some lovely trout being caught over there. And also Tullaroop Reservoir trout over there as well. So lures and also bait. So there's a few places over the weekend that you can go. The virtual trout hub is running until Sunday. So if you don't get a chance to get on today, hop on to over the weekend and have a look at all the activities that have gone on over the past week as well.
And just be prepared for a shock when you see Shane's face on the video.
As I said, I've got to head for radio, Daniel.
Hey, Shane, really do appreciate your time this afternoon and this evening, and we will catch up next week. And, yeah, go and check out those, because, as I said at the top there, we have a bit of fun between Shane and I, but in all seriousness, it was very educational, and certainly I got a couple of tips out of it as well. So, Shane, thank you very much, mate, and we'll catch up soon.
Cheers, Daniel. We'll catch you soon.
Talk very soon. And we thanks to our friends at Hartley's Hunting and Fishing. And you haven't won a voucher with us in the past 30 days and you would like one, 5444 1071. It's Gold, Central Victoria.